Well, why don't we just pray? Lord, we want to thank you for today. Oh, Lord, today, Lord, it's an honor and a privilege to come and to serve you here, Lord. Each one of us, as we've come, Lord, just to worship you, to glorify your name. That's been our purpose, Lord. Even in what we've done here at this venue, Lord, it's to bring glory and honor to your name, Lord. That's why we've changed this carpet and done the other works we've done. Lord, we want this place to glorify you, Lord. To glorify your name, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that we've been able to do that. We thank you, Lord, for all those, Lord, who have been so helpful. For those who even couldn't come, but those who gave sacrificially, who supported in other ways too. Lord, we're so grateful for that this morning, Lord. And Lord, today we want to commit this venue to you, Lord. That's our heart's desire, God. We want to consecrate this place to be a place of glory and honor and worship of our King. Lord, today, even as we start this service, Lord, Lord, we want to ask for your Spirit, Lord, to be moving in our hearts. Even as we read your word today, Lord, I pray, God, that our hearts will come alive as we hear your word and as we adjust it to our lives. We thank you for this. In Jesus' mighty name, and all the people at Heart City Church who love the new carpet said, amen. Amen. What about those people that you don't like? No. It's good. Thank you so much for all coming this morning. It is great to have you here. And there is a little spiel on this little brochure here about what's happened just in the last month. You can read that in your own time. And that actually is the text of our message today as well. Well, this morning really is a special morning. I really believe that. I believe there are significant days in the life of our church. And today most definitely is one of those days. This will be a day that will go down in the history, in the annuals of this church, where we have really taken a new step forward into a new season of what we believe the Lord has for us here in the city of Coburn, serving at Heart City Church together. Do you agree? Can you sense it? This morning, I really sense it. I really believe that. I mean, these things we've done are just material things, but I believe there actually is a prophetic spiritual connotation with that. As we've done things in the physical, I believe the Lord is doing things in the spiritual. As we've done a renewal of this place, of this building, of the painting and everything else, the Lord is doing something in our hearts personally and also in our hearts corporately as we serve the Lord together here at Heart City Church in 2022. So this morning, what we're going to be doing is just going through a few different things that have happened just over the last month, just to bring you up to speed with all that's gone on here. And I've also got many people to thank this morning as well. But just before we get to that, we're just going to do something a little bit special this morning. And apparently somebody's had a birthday in this last week, and it was a big birthday, a real big birthday, real big. They've transitioned from their 50s and now entering into their 60s. And this man is an incredible man of the Lord. We love him so much and his family. And we actually celebrated his birthday just during this week. And Ronnie Ramos has turned 60. Ronnie, can you stand up for us? Stand up, Ronnie. Come on. And Ronnie, can you come to the front? Do you want to join him? You want to join him? Come on. Join your husband. He needs you. And we've got a cake. We've got a cake for you this morning. And as many of you know, we just recently appointed Ron and Let as an eldership couple in the life of our church. And they are such a blessing to us. And this morning, Ron, we just wanted to honor you. This is an incredible milestone, 60 years old. And just say we love you so much. And happy birthday. So we're going to sing happy birthday together. And my wonderful, beautiful assistant, who I just am so lucky to be married to, blessed to be married to, Priscilla, is carrying the cake for us. So as she does that, why don't we sing happy birthday to Ron? Are you ready? You guys are awake this morning. We need some coffee in you or something. Okay, are you ready? Okay, let's do it. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ronnie. Happy birthday to you. Hip hip. Hip hip. One for old age. Hooray. Amen. Ron is the youngest 60-year-old I've ever met, honestly. Isn't he? Well, can we just pray for Ron? Lord, we thank you for Ron and Let, but Ron on his birthday, Lord, this week, we thank you, Lord, for 60 wonderful years. And we just really believe, Lord, in this next season of his life, that you continue to lead and guide him by your Spirit. Lord, as he fathers his children, as he's a husband to his wife, Lord, I pray that you bless him, go before him, put your favor and your protection upon his life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. God bless you guys. We love you. I was saying to Ron last night that, you know, Isaac, he was 60 years old when he gave, when his wife gave birth to their twins. He was 60. Yeah. Esau, remember Esau and Jacob? Yeah, he was 60. So, you know, they say 60 is the new 40. Yeah. What? Well, congratulations, Ron. You're a champion. All right, so this morning, we have a number of things to get through, so I'll get on with it. A number of things. So, I don't know if you noticed, but when you walked in the entrance this morning, you would have seen a bit of a difference, wouldn't you, from the outside? A big difference. And it might take you a while to just get used to the changes. It's taking us a while to. All the red is gone. We're phasing the red out of our color palette, and we're going more the blues and the grays, as you can see. And that will be the last time you see that logo as well. So what we're going to do now is we're going to show you our new logo. This is a logo which Josie, Priscilla, Pastor Dave, and myself predominantly have sat down together and have put this together. And to be honest, most of the work, 99% of the work, was actually done by Josie Ramos. She has got an incredible work ethic, that Josie. I'm telling you, JL, you made a good decision there, bro. Now, she's incredibly creative and has a wonderful attitude. You know, some people can get quite sensitive when you change their creative expression. And she's been part of our team who's kind of chosen our new logo. So we're going to show you our new logo now on the screen. Thank you very much, Sam. There we go. What do you reckon? I love it. I love it. So clean. Isn't it clean? So, you're going to have seen this logo on the outside of our church in the street. On cue. Outside in the street. Do we have that one, Sam? We have it there, Sambo. Well, that's on the front of the building. And this is what's going to be on the street. What do you guys reckon? It's pretty cool, eh? I think it's really awesome. I really do. I just love how clean it is. I love that we moved away from the black because the black fades quite badly, as you've noticed. It lasted 11 years in the background. But now we just moved to a bit of a cleaner, bit of a look. And I really love it. So well done to the team who have spent months on this, putting this together. And it looks quite simple, but it actually took a very long time, a long process to get to that point. So I'd really like to thank Josie, Priscilla, and David particularly for putting this together for us. Can we just thank them this morning? Isn't that awesome? Sam, can we just go back to the other one that's on the front of the building? There it is there. So we've kept it very similar to what it was. Obviously, but now with the white background, with the blue, and when we chose the blue, the day we chose the blue, we looked at it against a green background, and it looked quite gray. But then we painted the blue onto the building. We're like, oh my word, it looks so blue. Bluer than we thought, but it's growing on us. I don't know about you guys, but we love it now. And I think when that sign is there with the cross, I think it just looks just so stunning, doesn't it? Just looks beautiful. So I will get to thanking everybody in a few moments, but before that, we'll just move through a couple of other things. So that's our new logo. So this logo will be used on all our churches, promotional material, and also on different bits of information. Also on our new website. And with our new website, once again, a massive thank you to Josie for building this website for us. So she's been very busy behind the scenes, and I think all the eldership team have been really busy behind the scenes too, just getting all this information ready to go up there. And I'd like to thank Josie very much for doing that. So I'm going to hand over to Pastor Dave Johnson, and he's going to run us through the website just to show you some of the features of it. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Luke. So if you look up at the screen, we will see the preview of the new website. How about that? Something a bit more stunning than we had, better than the red, a bit cleaner. Now, if you just scroll down that page a little bit, that would be great. Isn't that nice? Recent sermons there, about 4:12, upcoming event. No fishing camp yet. Oh, that's going to happen soon. The ladies are up there, Nora. You'll be happy. So that's, next one. So if we look under sermons. Okay, so you can scroll through and find recent messages there. All of this year's are there, and a whole lot of the last 6 months of last year will be there as well. If you're after those, listen to those audio messages. Let's do events. So the ladies' retreat is there. The marriage course is coming up. Also, there will be some more events there for this month shortly. Ministries, that's a big one. Okay, men's ministry, keep scrolling. Ladies, daytime connect. Scrolling down a bit faster, thank you. Very good. Awesome. Lots of kids' church details. Go back to the About page. We missed that, please. Okay. Our journey, there we go. And you'll notice we've got our purpose statement, our vision, what we believe there in under our foundations, and the eldership team as well. So let's have a round of applause. Now, that's planned to go live this week. As you can see, there's a few little more bits to go, but won't that be cleaner and better information for everyone on the new website? Thank you, Josie, and thank you, team, that's put that together.
Awesome. Can we just go back to the About page, Sam? Just About. And on there, this is something we just recently added. Oops. Take that off my ear now. Looks like a Christmas tree. Decorations hanging off me. On the About page, if you click on our purpose, and I just want to read this quickly. What is our purpose? Well, our purpose, we exist to bring honor and glory to God. Our purpose governs everything we do. Not only does it decide what we do, but how we do it. Do you like that? That's the purpose of this church, yeah? That's what we're doing. That's the purpose. So we've got our vision on there. Can you just click on our vision? Samuel? Sam. So it's a heart for God, a heart for others, a heart for our community, to be a disciple for Jesus and to make disciples for Jesus. And then to, what is the last one there? Just keep going down, Sam. A Heart City Church, we have a vision to shine the light of the gospel to all who are around us. That's what we believe the Lord has put in our hearts, to shine the light of the gospel to all who are around us. So it's all on the website. You can look there. I'm really proud of this website. I really love this website. I think it's going to be a fantastic tool for us. So you can go and listen to messages if you've missed them, or if you want to send them on to other people, you know, maybe away on the mines working, or your own family members who want to do that as well. And this is going to be an interactive, updated website, and Josie's responsible for that, so you can thank her for all of that. Just a massive thank you also to Lisa. Lisa Ace, she took a lot of those photos you see on there of the eldership team and also those other portrait shots. Can we thank her as well? Well done. Great. All right, cool. So we're going to show you a bit of a video now. I think Eddie put this together for us in the early hours of this morning. He just put together a whole bunch of photos. So we're going to turn to the screen now and have a look at a bit of the process of what happened here over the last month. Thank you very much, Sam. So yeah, it starts off with us ripping up the old carpet. There's Mikey. The boy's taking the carpet to the tip, and 700 square meters of carpet it was. And some of us wrote some scriptures down on the floor. That's Andrew. What a great help he's been. It's my father-in-law, Daniel. That's Murray laying the new carpet tiles, and Patrick. That's us painting right at the top there. Damien did the floors for us as well. It's very quick. But there's a whole bunch of photos in there just showing just the transition of the building. That's even Nora down there putting some stuff down. And that's Brian. Thank you so much, Brian. Look how he's coated in dirt. Pastor Sandra cleaning. Everyone cleaning. There's Delia at the back there cleaning in very hot temperatures yesterday. Thank you so much. And Joanna did such an amazing job. We had to scrape all the plaster off there because all the paint was peeling. Ended up being a massive job. But there's JR and Buds. Buds the painter. And just slowly showing how we just transformed all the red into the blue. And that red really does stand out. That's Mildred. Millie came in yesterday and helped to paint and clean up. And her husband, Kofi, thank you so much. There's Stephen. Stephen is here until 11 o'clock last night. He said to me, Luke, I'm not leaving until I've finished painting these walls. And he stayed true to what he said. So well done, Stephen. Somebody buy that man a coffee today. He deserves one. But doesn't that look cool? Don't you love that? I just really love, as we enter into this new season, just the coolness of the blue, moving away from the red. I really love that. And yeah, so thank you to all those who helped clean and do everything. Thank you to Maritha and the team who did all the stage decor and cleaned that all up. And Priscilla and Elijah, so many different people. Awesome. Classic. I might leave it there for now because I've got a whole bunch of people here I'm going to thank. And I'll get back to those in a sec. So this morning, I really want to make some special mention of some people who just went out of their way to help. And I know a lot of people did say they were wanting to come down, but because of different issues, they couldn't make it. So we understand. But those who did come down, we are so grateful for what you've done. So I'll just go over some of the things we've done. Okay, so we've done the floor. We've done, and that was actually the only intended works that we were going to do, was just to replace this floor. But when we started replacing the floor, we looked at the walls and went, these walls are not going to look great. With a brand new floor, with the paint was on there, it didn't really match. And so we ended up painting all the walls and the window frames, which took a long time. And we did the skirting. We did the skirting also. The new skirting, there's never been skirting there before. And when you vacuum, the gyprock breaks. If you hit against it, you would have noticed that before. Also, we painted the front of the stage, and we have a new staircase. All the praise and worship people are going, yeah, because every time you walk down the thing, it was like a death trap. It would shake and vibrate. And so thank you to Patrick Watkins for doing an incredible job with that, and Pastor Pete and Murray. Is Murray here today? I knew he wasn't going to come. He doesn't like to receive any kind of thanks. Anyway, Murray, he's a wonderful guy. He did a lot of work finishing off that staircase also. So we did the staircase. We've painted the sound desk as well. The front of the stage has been painted. We have a new sound system. Yeah. New speakers. For the first time, we now have a speaker in the middle. Never had a speaker there before. Two new sub-speakers underneath. And a whole new controlling system which controls that too. Thank you, Lord. We also have a new screen. There's a screen over here just above where I'm pointing. All the singers said, amen. Amen. So just in case they forget their words. So they do actually memorize their words, but there's often a little moment here and there where they'll forget which is coming next, and they can just have a quick glimpse up, and the words will be there for them. So that's why the screen is there, which is pretty cool. Also, there's a lot of patching and painting of all these interior walls. Thank you so much to my father-in-law, Daniel, Pastor Daniel. for doing that. And Stephen, who was his sidekick, who then actually became a proper painter in his own right. He's transitioned in this period. Where's Stephen? Is he here? There you are, bro. Thank you, man. You did such an incredible job, Stephen. So then we had the exterior. So the exterior we did, we repainted the front of the church. And a massive thank you. I'd like to just read through this list of people to thank this morning. A massive special thank you is to Murray. And Murray's not here today, but you would have seen him in most of the shots. He's been here every single day, honestly, for the last month. Even on Saturdays, he'd come in and do some of this carpet. In boiling hot temperatures, I'd come in here. He wouldn't even have the aircon on. I'd be like, what the heck? Murray, turn the aircon on. No, I don't need it, mate. It's all good. It's like, geez, I'm putting the aircon on. But he would just work through that. And Andrew, can you stand up? Andrew, wow. This guy, like Murray, I think every time Murray was here, Andrew was here to help him. And Murray and Andrew, we're taking you guys out for the best lunch you've ever had in your life. Look forward to that next week. So we're going to do that for you guys and just bless you with that. I'd like to really thank Rion. Rion's over here on your right for helping with the carpet. Even in the middle of him moving house, he came down here and he helped lay this carpet. I was just so humbled. On his holidays, I really thank you, Rion. You did an incredible job, man. And he's such a perfectionist. We really needed that for some of the cutting in because I'm useless at that. But Rion, Pastor Pete, my dad, he was here every day. You know, Pastor Pete and Eddie, who are only paid to work 1 or 2 days a week, were here every day. In their days, they weren't supposed to be here. This would not have happened without them. And I really thank you, Dad. I thank you, Eddie. I mean, they were here some mornings, 6:30 until 6 for the last 2 weeks. It has been a lot of hard work. And I really want to honor them this morning. Can we just really thank them this morning? And they are not getting any younger, are they? For the painting, I really like to thank Brian. Brian, you're an absolute champion. You know, Brian was almost like an angel that the Lord sent along, honestly. I was looking at painting that big arch, in that big blue arch, going up there. I'm like, how are we going to get up there? I hired a machine. It was the wrong machine. And then Brian comes along. He goes, Luke, phone these people. We got it at half the price we'd normally pay. They let us keep it for the whole weekend, only charge us for one day. He came along and he really poured his heart and his soul out into painting this place. Brian, we thank you so much. You were an answer of the Lord. The Lord answered our prayer when he sent you along. Thank you. I'd like to thank my son, Jimmy. He did a lot of painting out there yesterday. Joshua and Samuel also helped a lot with a lot of work, and their friend, Marley, as well. I'd like to thank Buds. Where's Buds? Thank you, Buds. Buds came off night shift, 3 o'clock in the morning, and he was here at 8, 9 o'clock. Dude, thank you, man. Thank you for helping us out with the painting. We would never have been able to finish that if it wasn't for you and your sidekick, JR. Did you see that awesome picture of JR painting? Sam, do you have it there? Can we show the picture of JR? Look at the form. Swagro, look at the form in this painting. For all aspiring painters out here, this is how you do it. This will be in the Painters Weekly magazine, if there is one, or the Painters Calendar. There's Mr. February right there. Look at that. Look at that angle in the wrist. Isn't that? You like that, Josie? Look at that. Beautiful. I said, JR, can you paint? Nah. Do you want to paint? Yeah, I'll do it. There he goes. And he did a great job. Hey, Buds. Yeah? No, almost, yeah. No, he did. But that form right there, I mean, that is just 100% JR. Thank you, bro. So natural. Yeah, wow. So, I was saying to JR yesterday, you know, Heart City Church, our aim is to help our men become men in all areas of their life. Not just spiritually, but, you know, develop them. Hey, JR. Also, I think I mentioned Kofi. Kofi came in. He's only been to our church for a couple of weeks, but came down here for most of yesterday, and his wife, Millie, and their little daughter came down and helped us out. So grateful. I'd really like to thank my father-in-law, Pastor Daniel, and Stephen for, you know, we hadn't intended painting these walls at all internally, but he's painted them all, including the skirting boards, even putting the skirting boards in, And we are so grateful for you for giving up of your time. That's incredible. Thank you so much. I'd like to also thank Joanna. Thank you, Joanna. Joanna is, she does cleaning at the church, but she did so much more than that. I think she was here yesterday, 7 o'clock. She left here when Stephen left, or even after Stephen, at 11 o'clock at night. Unbelievable, Joanna. Thank you so much for all the work you did. I'd like to thank, I already thanked Andrew and Brian. I'd like to thank Damien, Damo Johnson. Have you seen the beautiful floors out there this morning? Wow. You can see yourself in those floors. You can eat off those floors. What's your business called? DJ. D. E. D. M. Johnson. Floor services. If you need someone to clean your carpets or strip and seal your floors, this is the man, I'm telling you. He's amazing. He'll do it for you. He'll charge you. Obviously, it's his business, right? But he'll give you the best price in Perth. I can promise you that. And he does a wonderful job. He'll clean your carpets, do your floors. And damn it, you're such a blessing, man. We hadn't intended to do that either. As I said, this project just escalated as it came, went along. And he just came along and he chose to do that just in his own time. And Stephen helped him with that also. So thank you, Stephen. All right, I don't want to miss anyone out this morning. I'd like to also thank Nora. Where's Nora Brown? Nora is here somewhere. Nora and her children, Elijah and Trinity, they came down quite a few times, laying adhesive, moving things around, cleaning windows. Elijah was here all day helping with the decor with Priscilla and did an incredible job. And thank you also, Trini. You did a great job too. I'd like to thank Sean and Delia. Delia, thank you so much for coming out in that heat, helping to clean. And our gates blew off the back of the church. Sean came down, welded new brackets on, and boom, we got new gates. So thank you, Sean. I'd like to thank my mum, Sandra, for a lot of work. She just did a lot of general kind of cleaning, organizing, decluttering of the children's areas and also lots of other places too. Thank you so much, mum. You did an incredible job. All right, I'd like to thank Maritha. Maritha, you're a champion. Maritha organized the stage with JR and Josie and others. I don't know who all they were. After hours, late at night, decluttered the stage, moved things around. JR came down here many times, reorganized all our cabling for the sound equipment. So thank you so much, JR. Thank you so much, Maritha. You did a wonderful job. Let me think. Is anyone else I've missed? Patrick. Patrick, I did mention you, thanking you for the stairs. But Patrick came here in his holidays, you know, like, oh, this gets me. But, you know, just gave sacrificial time out. Like, I mean, the day before he's going to go back to work, you know, spend the whole day slogging it out on the floor, on his haunches, you know, putting new carpet in. Thank you. Appreciate it. Talk through it, Luke, talk through it. But it's just overwhelming, you know, the wonderful support and love shown by so many people in our church, making this place what it is. No 2, 3, 4, 5 people could have done this. It needed a massive team effort. So grateful for everybody who came down and helped. Particular thanks is to my wife, Priscilla. She has been so involved in the creative process, even getting involved in painting, doing so much. We haven't really seen much of each other for the last 2 weeks, to be honest, because we've just been so busy. But thank you so much, Scylla. You've done such a wonderful job. Can we just thank Scylla for all the work she's put in? I'd also like to thank Jenna and Kale coming down last night and putting up all these balloons. Thank you. Wonderful. Thank you to Maria also for coming down a few times and helping, doing a few things. Appreciate you, Maria. I'd like to thank my mother-in-law, Mercedes, for feeding us. And for Vicky. Vicky for helping her in the kitchen as well. Every time she's there, Vicky's there helping. Thank you, Vicky. You've been amazing. I hope I haven't missed anyone out. And you know who you are if I haven't. I'm sorry if I have. There are so many people to thank. But oh yeah, Kofi came in yesterday too. And he helped. He's an incredible sound engineer. He knows that desk backwards. And he helped do some adjustments there. So thank you, bro, for coming in on your Saturday. Amazing. All right, I think I've covered all the thank yous this morning. And I just want to pray just quickly again. Lord, I want to thank you. I want to thank you, Lord, for those who have come, Lord, and given up of their precious time, Lord, which is valuable to us. And I just want to thank you, Lord, for their generosity of heart, Lord, and for coming down here, Lord, to make this place glorious. And that's the whole desire of all of us here at Heart City, Lord, to make this place glorious unto you, Lord. That's our heart's desire, God. And Lord, I just thank you for every person who had that opportunity and for those who supported us in other ways as well, God. If they couldn't come, that they supported financially or in other ways too, we thank you for that. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. You know, I came down here one morning. It was 3:30 in the morning and I woke up and I was overwhelmed, to be honest. This is 2 weeks ago. I was needing some water right now. Oh, wow, looks pretty cool with the black background too, actually. Wow, maybe we should change it. No, we're not changing it. But yeah, I woke up and I was so wide awake. I could not sleep. I had a million things going through my mind, like how the heck are we going to do this? Lord, there's no ways we're going to finish this by today's date. We'd set a date. And this is something I've learned. And obviously, there's a lot of people out there involved in management and that kind of stuff. If you want to get something done, set a date. I'm learning this. This is a good thing to do, isn't it? Set a date and it will get done. I mean, look what we've done, right? Anyway, so we had set the dates, but I was thinking to myself, how is it possible? I was thinking, we're not even going to get this carpet done by today. That's what I thought 2 weeks ago. I said, there's no ways. I mean, it takes so long to put the adhesive down. You got to wait half an hour, put the tiles down. It's backbreaking work. It takes forever. And I was a little bit overwhelmed and I got up, I said, Priscilla, I got to go. And she goes, what do you mean? I said, I just got to go to church. So I came down here, honestly, it must have been 4 a.m. There's no one else around, you know, and I got a big black paintbrush. And Sam, I don't know if you got that photo there of what I wrote on the floor. And many of you, thank you so much for those who did have the opportunity to write a scripture on the floor. And mine is a bit bigger than yours because I've got a big black paintbrush. And lots of you wrote beautiful messages, and I've taken a photo of every single one of those, and I've got those there. We're going to put them up somewhere so you can see. Taken photos of all the scriptures that are written underneath the carpet of this floor, which are the foundational scriptures of our church. And this is what was going through my mind as I woke up that morning. It was the 18th of January. As you can see, I put the date on there. And the scripture from Psalm 127, it says, unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep. And how sweet that sleep was last night. And this was the scripture which was in my heart. And, you know, I painted that scripture out there with my paintbrush. I got down on my knees and I was yelling that out at the top of my voice. God build. Thanks, Coral. God build your house. I was yelling that out. Lord, this is your house. And you know, far out, Luke. You're not 16. It sounded like my voice just cracked then. My voice just broke for the first time. Oh, Luke. How are you going? Yeah, good. Anyway. Jeez. But, you know, at the end of the day, that's what it's about, isn't it? I mean, all the stuff we've done, it kind of means nothing unless the Lord is here. We can work ourselves to the bone. You know, we can flog ourselves and try to get things done. But unless the Lord builds this house, we are just wasting our time. And we are saying, Lord, God, build your house. Can you turn to the person next to you or just repeat after me? God, build your house. Let's say that again. Look, turn to the person, eyeball the person next to you. Say, God build your house. God build it. We're not going to build this house. Yeah, we've done physical things. It's the Lord who's going to build the spiritual things into this house, isn't it? It's the Holy Spirit. It's the Word of God that's going to build our lives. And you know, even our lives personally, unless the Lord is building our family, unless the Lord is building into our relationships, we are laboring in vain. Can I ask you to take that scripture home today, Psalm 127, and say, Lord, build your house. Lord, have established what you want to establish in my life, Lord, in my family, in my church, Lord, in my community. Lord, build your house. Amen. And that's the scripture that I wrote, painted on that floor there. And as I said, I got on my knees and I was just yelling it out to God. I said, Lord, you've got to build this house. We can't. The elders of this church, you know, we have a role to play, and all the other leaders and everyone else who's involved. But at the end of the day, God, without your Spirit, without your leading, without your guidance, without your wisdom, we cannot do anything substantial, anything that's going to have fruit that will last. Amen. So this morning, I'm going to share a quick word with you. Before I ask some of our elders if they'd like to come up and share a few words, my scripture reference this morning is from 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 11 through to verse 16. It's actually on your little brochure. You can read along with me. If you like, it's on there. You can read it. It says this. Thus Solomon, where's my scripture gone? Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house. All that Solomon had planned to do in the house of the Lord and in his own house, he successfully accomplished. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon in the night and said to him, I've heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. Verse 13. When I shut up the heavens, so there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people. If my people, who are called by my name, and this is the very well-known portion of scripture, one of my favorite verses, if they will humble themselves, and if they will pray, if they will seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Then God, this is God speaking to the King Solomon. God says, my eyes will be open and my ears open attentive to the prayers that are made in this place. For now I have chosen and consecrated this house, that my name will be there, may be there forever. My eyes and my heart will be there for all time. Isn't that a beautiful scripture in the context of today? And that was the exact context when the Lord was speaking these words to Solomon. We know that Saul was the first king of Israel. Then it was David, and then David's son, Solomon. Unfortunately, David had too much blood on his hands, and the Lord said, no, you can't actually build me a temple. His son Solomon did build the first temple in Jerusalem to the Lord. So that is the context of the scripture. And it was at the end of the building of this temple that these scriptures are now in our Bible. It was a consecration of Solomon of the house, of the temple to the Lord, and of the people inside the temple to the Lord. I love this. I love this portion of scripture. And I've actually spoken on this many, many times because it's become one of my life scriptures. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Firstly, and you probably know this already, but the word, it starts off there in verse 14. Can we just have verse 14 up there, Sam? And a big thank you to Sam this morning too, who had to put this all together for us. Good job, Sambo. In verse 14, it starts with that two-letter word. It's the word, what does it say? Not I, Mum. That's one letter. If. If my people who are called by my name, isn't that good? If, don't you hate it when you say, if only I had done that. If only I had bought that piece of property 20 years ago down in Secret Harbor when the property price was at $80,000 when I first came here. If only I'd taken that wave. The worst thing is when you're surfing and you paddle for a wave and you look down the line and it's beautiful, but then you hesitate and you back out and you go, man, if only I'd taken that, it would have been a good ride. I don't know some of the if onlys you've gone through in your own life. If only I had. This is a wonderful if here. And this word if, it's actually a conditional clause. Everything hinges on this two-letter word, if. If my people who are called by my name. And the Bible tells us that once we were not a people. We were not his people. But now we are. Yeah, we've been grafted in. We are Gentiles. Most of us here, 99% of us, Gentiles. We're not Jews. We went off the lineage of Jesus. But, you know, the Bible says we've been grafted into the vine. Yeah? Once we were not a people, but now we have become friends of God. We're part of the family. Amen? We are now his people. We are a people together. I love that. My people who are called by my name. And wasn't it awesome when God called every one of us to come to him? When you felt that call to accept Jesus, to repent of your sins. We felt that call, didn't we? To give our lives over to the Lord, to say, Jesus, forgive me. I want to live for you now. He called us. He says that if we do a few things, if we humble ourselves, what does it mean to humble ourselves? Pretty simple, isn't it? Being humble means to come under the authority of another. You have humility. And that's what we do as Christians. We humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, don't we? That's how we humble ourselves. I love that scripture in James chapter 4. If we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that at due time, he will lift us up in his perfect timing. Another translation says, if we humble ourselves under his mighty hand, the key is to stay under being submissive to him, under his ruling and his reigning and his kingship. Bring our lives under the king. I love that Priscilla had this idea 2 days ago to create that. That took lots and lots of hours, I can tell you that. But I love that, Priscilla. Worship the king. That's what we're here to do, aren't we? Not one another or this venue or how awesome we are or how good this looks. We're here to worship the Lord. Amen? We want to create that environment now and for the generations to come to worship him. And that's why we created that youth hall. Remember, we did the giving to the next generation. We did that 2 years ago. We created that space for the next generation to come through to worship the Lord and to be part of the house. Firstly, if my people make a decision to seek God. And what a wonderful week we've had of prayer and fasting, culminating on Friday night in an anointing service where we anointed people with oil, and we had a wonderful turnout on Friday night as people came, a lot of young people as well, to hear God's word and to break their fast of this week. We're just saying, talking amongst ourselves the other day, we had terrible planning this year. We did prayer and fasting while we're doing a massive renovation. Those two things are never going to go together again. Never. Oh my word, that was challenging. Okay, so we know that Jesus was super humble, that he humbled himself to putting himself on a cross, right? How humbling is that, to put yourself on a cross? Humble yourself and pray. I'm going to give you a little acronym here for prayer. I believe the word acts will help us to remember what to pray for. Number one, A, the letter A, is adoration. We adore God. We love him. We praise him for who he is. First and foremostly, before we ask him, we praise him, we adore him. 1 Chronicles 29 says, yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor. For everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, O Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head overall. We start with adoration, A, C, confession. The Bible says, as we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. We've got to act when we pray, yeah? So adoration, confession. The T stands for thanksgiving. Thank the Lord for answered prayers, for the good things he has done in your life, for growth. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21. The S in the word acts is supplication. Pray for your family and your friends, for those who are sick or sad, those who are fallen away from the Lord or not Christians, those in your work situation. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, ask and it will be given unto you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Acts, adoration, confession, thanksgiving and supplication. Thank you, Josie. Supplication. Isn't that an easy way to remember prayer? To have an Acts prayer life. We can do that prayer. And today at the end of the service, we're going to pray some prayers of consecration. We're going to consecrate this building to the Lord. Fourthly, it's to seek his face. If we humble ourselves, if we pray, if we seek his face, the Bible says that then he will hear from heaven and he will heal our land. And you know, the word seek in this context is a setting of the mind and the heart on God. That actually takes being proactive, doesn't it? It actually takes action. It's not just going to happen naturally. We actually need to do that. We've got to set our mind and our heart on the Lord. We need to make this a spiritual discipline. As we read God's word, make a regular time for reading the word. Colossians chapter 3, another one of my favorite scriptures. If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. In this last part, set your mind on things that are above, not on the things that are of this earth. A seeking is a setting, a positioning of your mind on the Lord in your day to day. That 15th century monk, I think his name was Brother Lawrence, he says it so well that even in the clutter of the kitchen, and he obviously had a job in the kitchen cleaning dishes, I can feel his presence. Even in the busyness of our days, I can still feel the presence of the Lord. It's like a continual, his continual presence is with us as we set our minds on him. I mean, you can be in the darkest cell. You can be in the blackest hole, in the middle of nowhere. But if you set your heart on things above, the Lord and his presence is with you. Amen? He's with you. I love that. Seek the Lord. And then just lastly, as we turn from our wicked ways, as we repent. And just the classic story of repentance in the Bible is the story of a vertically challenged man. His name was Zacchaeus, to be politically correct. Zacchaeus, and what kind of tree did Zacchaeus climb, JR? I think it was a sycamore tree, wasn't it? It wasn't a cedar tree, was it? No. Sycamore tree. Anyway, Zacchaeus climbed a sycamore tree. How does the song go? To see what he wanted. How's the song go, Pastor Pete? You know the song.
Zacchaeus was a very little man, and a very little man was he. He climbed up into the sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And when the Lord came past that way, he stopped and said, Zacchaeus, come down. I'm coming to your house for tea.
Very good. Apparently, my father-in-law knows this in Spanish. You know, he doesn't know it in Spanish. No, not today. Not today, Priscilla. You got that one wrong. You got that one wrong, sister. He does know it in Spanish, but he's not singing it. All right. Anybody know that in any other language? I don't want to leave you out. You know, Filipino, Ghanaese, Indonesian. Okay, Priscilla, hit us.
Era Zaqueo, un hombre chiquito así, subió a un árbol, subió a un árbol para ver a Cristo que pasaba por allí.
Did you get that, Ron? Get that, Ron, that was for you, bro. Spanish. Very good. The reason I was holding the phone is we're actually videoing this for some people who couldn't make it today, want to be part of the service, so we're videoing them in. We've also got this on our video at the back there, so we got this to remember this morning. But Zacchaeus, he had an incredible repentance, didn't he? Man, he was a tax collector. He was ripping people off left, right, and center, filling his pockets with people's money that wasn't his. And the Lord comes into his life. He goes and he stands on that tree. He sees Jesus. And Jesus goes and spends time with them. And the rest is history. We know that Zacchaeus, the Bible says that he had a true repentance in that he gave the money back that he had stolen from all these people. And then the Lord went on to just really bless his own life. So, those are those four things there. Humble ourselves, pray, seek his face, and turn from our wicked ways. And, you know, the scripture the Lord gave me during this week of prayer and fasting was from the book of Isaiah chapter 58, where it talks about the fast that the Lord condones, or a fast that the Lord asks us to do, is one that will break the bonds of wickedness. And that's what fasting does, isn't it? As we empty ourselves of the temporary, of the here and now, and we say, Lord, fill us with the eternal. Fill us with your Spirit, fill us with your presence. Instead of eating food, I want to fill my life. I want to eat your word and get it in me. That's what we've been doing this last week. So thank you for coming on that journey with us. So we can see here as the Lord speaks to Solomon and the people, the nation of Israel, he says, as you do these four things, as you keep your life right with me, as you humble yourself, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal your land. I love at the end here, just before this, in 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 19 to 21, this is a prayer I'd like to read to you this morning. And I want to dedicate this prayer to the Lord this morning for this place. 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 19 to 21. It's not up on the screen, but, O Lord my God, listen to the cry and to the prayer that your servant prays before you, that your eyes may be opened day and night towards this house, the place where you have promised to set your name, that you may listen to the prayer that your servant offers towards this place, and listen to the pleas of your servant and your people, Heart City Church, when they pray towards this place, or in this place, and listen from heaven, your dwelling place, and when you hear, forgive. 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 19. A place where we have set your name. There it is on the screen, isn't it? Jesus, be the center of this place. And there are many people wrote scriptures like that on this floor. Jesus, be the center of this house. I love that. So, church, this morning, we are consecrating this building for the Lord's work. This is not a work of man, a church. This place could blow over tomorrow. But you know, the Lord has given us this building and we are so grateful for it. And as you know, to upkeep a place like this is a challenge. You know, we raised enough money to fix the carpet. That's all we raised enough money for. We then had our sound system go. Remember that? That was $14,500 we didn't have. But then the Lord sent Red Door Church and we raised $14,000 that day. They did not even know. They had no idea that our sound system had blown and we needed a new sound system. The Lord puts it on Pastor Adam's heart at Red Door Church to come here and to bless our church. And their church gives us that entire amount. Isn't that incredible? Can't make this stuff up. And then I go to Bunnings. You know, we couldn't get carpet anywhere in Australia. It's so hard to get stuff at the moment. Nowhere in Perth has got carpet like this. You've got to get it from over east. Could not get it anywhere. I tried so many different places. And anyway, I just happened to go across to Bunnings and I spoke to the trade desk there. And I met this lady and I wish she was here today. But I said to her, look, I'm from the church. I'm looking for some carpet. And she goes, yeah, look, I can help you out with that. And she showed me the price. And the price of this carpet was $34 a square meter. That's how much it cost. Take $34 and times that by 700. How much is that? That's a lot of money. But I spoke to her about it, and she said, look, I think I can do better than this. She gave it to us at $23 a square meter. $10 a square meter less. Isn't that awesome? She said to me, I'm so glad you came today because this was my last day here before I go and leave. She said, I'm a Christian. My mom goes to Yanjibab Church. You actually came to our church once and you preached. I said, yeah, I did. I preached there with Pastor Murray. She goes, yeah, I remember. She said, yeah, I can help you out. $23 a square meter and we'll get the GST back. Isn't that good? And then the other expense is adhesive. We had to pay the glue. The glue is very expensive. A lot of, we had, how many barrels of glue, Eddie? 14 barrels of glue. Expensive stuff. So, thank the Lord. We raised enough money for that. We had money for that from the giving to the vision. But what we haven't had money for is fixing the rest of this place. And that has cost a fair bit also. So today we are taking up a love offering for that. And I think you all understand that, you know, things are tight right now. As you all know, we have had some people leave our church just over the course of the last 6 months. And to be honest, it has left a gulf, a bit of a hole financially. But the Lord has been so faithful. And I want to thank you all for your dedication and your hearts for this church. You know, it is amazing. Before we do take up that love offering this morning, I've just extended an invitation to any of our elders. I'm not even sure who's going to come up, but to all of our elders, if they'd like to come up and maybe just share a few words as we move forward into this next season. Pastor Pete, I know you're keen.
Yeah, this is quite an emotional day for Sandra and I, in a sense, because it was almost 24 years ago that we left Africa and came here, not knowing what we were coming to, not knowing what the future would be down there in Rockingham Road. And we were down there for about 8.5 years before joining with Eddie and Marguerite here. And God giving us this wonderful building, this facility. We have done quite a few makeovers here. When we got here, we did a total makeover of this place. And so I've been involved in a few. But I'm really excited today. Really excited today and believing. As I believed the first day I got here, what God said to us, that He will build this house. And that He would bring in hundreds of people that will come through here. And hundreds of people have come through here already. But, I, you know, Solomon took building of the temple very seriously. In that 2 Chronicles 7, we see that he sacrificed 22,000 cattle and 122,000 sheep, and over a period of time, and you know, the priests had to separate themselves and dedicate themselves. So today, I want to rededicate my life to serving you. The other day, I said, Lord, what's my ministry here? And the Lord very clearly said, servant, servant. We are to serve. And Jesus said, I never came to be served. I came to give, to serve and give my life as a ransom for many. So good on you all for your faithfulness. And I really do believe as we move in, it is a new season. It's a new season. First in the physical, then in the spiritual. And let's believe God for that spiritual. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow. Did you say 120,000 sheep? That's a lot of lamb cutlets. Maybe it's because I've been fasting this week, but man, 122,000 lamb cutlets. I am getting hungry. Looking forward to that fish. Eddie.
I was reminded of this scripture during the prayer and fasting week from Psalm 133, reading from the Common English translation, and it says, look how good and pleasing it is when families live together as one. It is like expensive oil poured over the head, running down onto the beard, Aaron's beard, which extended over the collar of his robes, is like the dew of Mount Hermon, streaming down onto the mountains of Zion, because it is there that the Lord has commanded the blessing, everlasting life. And unity is just so important. And what a challenge it's been this week. It's for me, I'm a more of a planner and go a little bit slower, and we're not even halfway through the carpets and they're starting to paint in the foyer. And I wasn't fully, I didn't quite catch the communication. I think the planning and the communication certainly is an area that we can improve on. But, you know, I've been a manager of Coles for 25 years, and I think planning and communication came up nearly every week. It's always going to come up. Planning, communication, we can always do better. But, you know, in spite of all that and the intense pressure, I'm can hardly stand at the moment. And, you know, what I'm really impressed with is I never heard one harsh word spoken this week. And the people here working long hours, but working with a good heart attitude. You know, we really do have unity, and I'm really excited, and I'm very pleased about that. And yes, we do need to do better with planning. We do need to do better with communicating. But in spite of that, let's always work together in unity. And I'd finally like to, I know, as Luke said, there's always going to be a name missed when you start mentioning names. And I did think of one. I'd like to thank Mitta. She was here all day in the bookshop. Yep. A load of ladies came down yesterday. I was trying to put the call out. There was a heap of ladies. I don't know all their names, but, yeah, they were here. And thank you. And I want to personally finish off by thanking my wife, Marguerite. Because as good as I might seem here, sometimes when I get home, All the best is gone, and not a lot is left. So I do thank you, Marguerite. I do love you and appreciate you. Your toy boy loves you still very much.
Wow. Too much information. Eddie, I think you should take the day off tomorrow and rest up. You two go out and do something, I don't know. Spend some quality time together. If you've got energy for that. All right, so also just a welcome to all the new people who are here this morning. You might be thinking, what's going on here? But it is so great to have you at Heart City this morning. It's fantastic. Just so, Mikey, just really want to thank you and Georgina. You know, when we ripped up that carpet that day, I was thinking, it's going to take us weeks to get rid of this carpet. But in one afternoon, him and Georgina came down with their big trailer with their sons helping, and they took it all to the tip. So thank you so much. And Mikey had the grinder. He was grinding off all the metal strips and nails and all kinds of stuff with the busted up leg too. So thank you for that, bro. All right, Priscilla. And if Ron and Dave, if you're ready to come up, you're welcome to.
Oh. Psalms 121. I will lift my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord who made heavens and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He will keep you, will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will never slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life, and the Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. The Lord is our help. The Lord is our comfort. And our Lord always comes through. And I just thank the Lord that we are so blessed that we were able to get this done by today. And so many people came to help, and I thank everyone, whether it was through finance, whether it was coming to do everything. But I just thank the Lord that it happened and it's here. And sometimes we, you know, there's no communication because sometimes it's no. No, but like I was just saying to Luke, even Luke was saying, we just don't have the money to paint the outside. But I was, it's so beautiful in here. How can we not just have the whole place painted beautifully? But I just thank the Lord that we're able to have this place the way it is. And I just thank God that we have these beautiful people in our church that we do church with. And I just thank you again as well for your faithful giving time and time again. Like the things that we do for the amount of people we have, it's only God that comes through you. Because God could easily do what we can do. But he gives us the opportunity to be able to be part of it. And I just thank you all for all your hard work. I thank God because he is such a sovereign God. And he's merciful and his goodness is so good to us. And I just thank the Lord that we have such an amazing facility. It is amazing. We are so blessed. And I never, ever, ever, you know, take advantage of this and take it like, oh yeah, whatever. Because we are truly blessed to have this facility. And I thank God that we are here. And that we're all here, and thank you once again, church. Amen.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Luke. I thought you'd heard enough of me, so I wasn't really going to share, but something I shared in the team meeting this morning is what at first glance is quite a harsh scripture from Luke. I think it is chapter 9, verse 26, and it's where Jesus says, no man who puts his hand on the plow and then looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Now, the context of that is not backsliding and not turning away from Christ, but another aspect of that I'd like to look at today is just retaining your focus and keeping your eyes on the Lord. You know, Jesus spoke most of his parables in the context of a rural agricultural society where they all knew about farming. And if you think about it, when you're farming behind a yoke of oxen and you're ploughing a field, you really need to keep looking forwards. You see, those rows of turned soil need to be the right distance apart. If you have them too far apart, you can't plant enough plants in your field. If you have them too close together, they'll crowd each other out. So you have to be looking forward, not distracted and looking over your shoulder and talking to your mate while you're meant to be looking forward. So I know we've been really busy and doing a lot of intricate detail in like getting the rows straight on the carpet and making sure they don't wobble. But let's focus on what God has for us, which is glorifying him and serving the Lord. So thank you, everyone who's contributed so much with all of your hard work and effort. But let's remember, let's keep our eyes on God and glorifying him. Amen. God bless you.
Ronnie. And I just made a bit of a blunder there. I took my mask off and forgot to put it back on. But I don't know if you heard this week in Perth, a church got done for not wearing masks. The police came in the middle of a service. They got reported, so we do need to keep our masks on. Josephine.
Morning, everyone. This is just short and sweet. Yeah. We've been setting our house in order, and we thank God for all those who help. But it is more important to set our hearts, our mind. This is what we call for. It doesn't make sense if this house is really set, but our hearts not, our mind. So this year, set our hearts, our minds to God, for he has so much in store for us to do. Amen. Thank you.
Just one more thing. And I've been the senior pastor here for so many years, 20 years, 22 years. Often, you don't get thanked. And I just want to thank Luke, not because he's my son, but, you know, he was here every morning early, working the whole day, setting an example, and he has really worked very, very, very hard, hardly seen his family for 2 weeks. And I think we should just thank him as well, all the hard work that he's done.
I'll do it again with food. All right, cool. So just as we finish the service, what are we going to do? Oh, we can take up the love offering. Okay, we'll take up the love offering now. The Lord just gave me this idea just while we're thinking about a few things. So we're going to take up that love offering now. If you prepared something, that's amazing. If you haven't prepared, that's all good. Maritha, want to say something? No, not yet. At the end. So what we're going to do now is if you'd like to give towards what we've done, we would appreciate that. You can do that on FPOS as well. Just write love offering. And that'll go towards paying some of these expenses. And if you can do that during the week, if you like as well, just go on the internet and put love offering in your description. And that'll go towards this house. And I love that scripture in 2 Chronicles. As the people came, they brought and they gave to the house of God to make it beautiful unto him. That's why we're doing this morning. So thank you for your generosity this morning. God bless you. As you give, not yet, Silla. And what we are going to do, though, is directly after this, I'd like the elders of our church to come up just quickly. And I'm going to put oil in each one of your hands. And I want each one of us to go to the five corners of this building. Can I ask, can you go find one of those elders? And they're going to get some oil and they're going to anoint you this morning. We're going to anoint this building as well. We're going to put some oil on this carpet. Not on the carpet. Not on the carpet. A little bit of oil. No, no, no. On the corner somewhere. But we'd like to, as they did, as Solomon did, they actually anointed the temple. They put oil even on the utensils. They put oil on the utensils. They put oil on every bit of timber. They got a bit of oil on everything. So I'm asking you not to go and smear the oil all over our new paint job, but we're going to anoint you this morning. Each elder will have some oil in their hand. If you can come up to them, we're going to put oil on you and anoint you, consecrate you, set you apart and this building to the Lord. Amen. Just as Solomon did in 2 Chronicles chapter 7. So could all our elders please come forward? That'd be awesome. Yeah. So, can I just really, Eddie, hang on one sec before you run away to your wife. this morning, I really want to thank these guys and our wives, you know, for just this last season. And as many of you know, it's been a bit of a tough season, you know, the last 7 months. But we are over that now. And we are looking forward. We're not looking in the rearview mirror. We are moving forward in the things that the Lord has for us. And I want to honor Eddie, Ron, Pastor Pete, and Dave. I really want to honor every one of these guys and their wives for standing with me and Priscilla and into this new season as we move forward. I really believe the Lord has got wonderful things in store for Heart City Church. So, Dave, I wonder if you could go to that corner there. Eddie, if you want to head back to Marguerite over there in that corner there. Ron, if you want to head just under the aircon. And Dad, if you want to go to that corner there, and I'll be in the front, so I'll be at the stage front here. If you just want to go to one of those people there, we're just going to play some worship music in the background, and we're going to anoint you with oil. You don't have to have this done, but we'd love to do it. We'd like to consecrate, and the Bible talks about anointing of oil as a setting apart for God's purposes. Amen? So we're going to do that now symbolically, but I believe this is going to be significant this morning as we put this oil on you to signify the Holy Spirit being with you, setting you apart this morning. Amen. So what do we do now? Pick an elder.
restores my soul and leads me on for his name, for his great name. Surely goodness, surely mercy, right beside me.
So if you want one of our elders to come and anoint you where you're sitting, they'll come up to you as well and just put some oil on you. If you haven't gone out there, they'll come and pray for you as well. Just stick your hand up. My enemy, Amen. Let's go ahead and have a feast together. Please hang around and have lunch. Don't go. Stay with us. Let's have some lunch together.